Well, good morning again. This morning, I'd like to focus on, as you can see on your bulletin, the one worthy of praise. First off, I'd just like to highlight, I've seen a lot of things that have been happening here at Pulaski Wesleyan over this past year. And one thing that I want to highlight is that I know none of you probably actually see my perspective on exactly what I've seen happen here over this past year spiritually and here on this campus as well, or in this church body. But one thing that I want to highlight, I want to start and see where I have seen God work has been primarily first in the youth ministry. I've seen him work in this youth ministry in this past year in a way that I've not seen previous. We've had about 18 to 20 new teens come in to our youth ministry over this past year since the fall, and that's all God. I'm praising him for that because that is awesome, and that's come primarily through a lunch ministry that I've had at the high school here in Pulaski, where I've been able to go into the school and have a classroom designated where I can come and meet teens. And so some of the kids have started coming there on their turf, and then they've come over here in the evening. So it's been great to see the growth in the youth ministry and to see what God is doing through us there. Another thing that I want to highlight for what I've seen God do here at Pulaski Wesleyan is that the new kids' church curriculum that we've had here, I've heard numerous things about it. I've heard the kids really excited about it, what they're doing right now as we're having church here. They're having their service there, and they have a whole bunch of Bibles that are all together. And I heard from Linda Basciani, she told me that after 1 week they were there and they were looking through the scripture and they were actually all going through, and all their Bibles said the same thing. And so as they were searching through and reading scripture, they loved it. And one of the kids said to Linda, we're going to do this every week, right? And that just made her heart melt. And I've seen the excitement that was on her face there. But I've also heard from some of the kids' church volunteers that are serving there, I've heard kind of a renewal. They enjoy this new curriculum, and so serving there has actually become less burdensome, and they really actually enjoy it because they see the fruit of the ministry that they're serving in, and they see the kids really absorbing it and enjoying it. And so that's something to celebrate and praise God for. Another, and this is exciting to me, it may not be exciting to you. We have an organizational flowchart that's been made, Pastor John's made through, and it kind of just changes or puts out to visualize what the ministry actually looks like here at Pulaski Wesleyan in terms of authority, like who's in charge of who and what ministry. And now for me, that's exciting, not because I just like flowcharts, like my friend JB, but because it actually let us see where there were holes in the ministry. It let us see that, oh, this area is empty, so somebody else has been filling in on that and just kind of been floating around, or that hasn't been happening. Leadership hasn't been given or directed in that specific area. And so we've seen numerous positions that have visually on the chart, because of the necessity of it, show us where we've had holes. And over this past year, we've had numerous amount of those holes filled. We have a nursery director. We have someone who's in charge of the frontline ministries and is taking passion over that. We have a kids' church director. We have a VBS director. We have numerous things that people have been filling in and taking leadership on. And that is exciting to me, seeing God's people coming and actually leading in the ministries that are here and actually partaking in them. That is exciting to me, and that's why a flowchart is exciting to me, is because it actually shows us the areas where we can serve. And we've talked in the board meetings, we've actually just been praising God because of all the ministry that has been happening here and how he has been working through this church and has turned us around in the past few years, and is really a time of growth here. And it's not just spiritually, but we also have some expansion happening here physically, like the youth room downstairs. We're busting out a wall and opening up two classrooms into one larger youth room. And that is great because it shows the teens that they have a place where it belongs to them, And so it's not like we're just passing around from room to room, we're meeting here or there, but it's actually a place that is specifically designated for them. And so through that, I'm excited to see that expansion happen. We've had the new sound system and media center installed up in the kids' center, and that's exciting because now we have more tools at our disposal to be able to serve and minister to the kids that are up there and to do it in some ways easier than it was before in trying to lug a whole bunch of equipment out every single week. Now it's all there, and one thing that's exciting with that is that people are actually stepping up and learning how to run the new programs and new things that we have installed up there. And so that's exciting because I'm seeing people step up and ready to serve in ministry, and I praise God for that. And it is exciting. Another thing that I find that it's exciting is the downstairs of the office. Pastor John alluded to this last week, but is been set aside for Care and Share for a ministry down there. And it's really in the beginning stages right now, but what's exciting about that is the potential that it can have as a ministry, because it might not just be what we normally know as Care and Share that happens once a year, but it could be something that is perpetually happening throughout the year. It could be something that could evolve into something with counseling for families that are in need. It could evolve into maybe a community-wide mission. Pastor John's seen this back in Grant. He's mentioned numerous times with Love in the Name of Christ. It's a multi-church organization that came together, and it was nonprofit. It was working for the betterment of the community. And so if this can launch into something like that, that is exciting to see a God working here and to praise Him for that. Amen is right. One thing that I want to highlight as well is that we've seen in this community, there's been times that we've seen just in recent media and stuff, that there's been some drug busts that has happened here in the community, just down the road and in town. But you might think, oh wow, like all this stuff's happening, the community is dark, like to really start seeing this stuff. But that was there before. And to know that it's being busted up is to see that God is actually cleaning the community up. That's kind of my perspective on it, is that we've been praying for this community, we've been praying for the people in it, and now God is coming through and not just ministering here amongst us, at Pulaski Wesleyan, amongst our congregation, but also is starting to impact the community. And we're seeing God at work on a larger scale. And He is to be praised for that. Amen? Amen. Amen. So this morning, I would like to focus in on Psalm 150. Because if this, all that we're doing and all that I've just said, if that is all of man's doing, and that is just all of our effort, then what is the purpose of it? If it is of our effort, there really is no purpose. There's no ultimate goal for that, because it is just our attempt to do something. But if it is God that is working through us here, it has all the meaning, all the significance in the world. And so this morning, we're going to focus in on Psalm 150. You'll notice that there's not going to be a PowerPoint this morning. You have some notes in. If you'd like to listen and jot down some notes that really stick out to you this morning, that would be great. So Psalm 150, I'll read it here. It says this: Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty heavens. Praise Him for His mighty deeds. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with trumpet sound. Praise Him with lute and harp. Praise Him with tambourine and dance. Praise Him with strings and pipe. Praise Him with sounding cymbals. Praise Him with loud clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. One thing I want to highlight there at the end is that you see that praise the Lord is repeated. And that in the original writing, in the Jewish writing, that shows extra significance. That shows more importance. When they repeat things, there's something special about that. So if you've seen times when you're reading through Scripture and they repeat the same thing twice, then you got to ask, what is so special about this? And so we're talking about praising God, and that He is the one to be praised above all. So this morning, I want to break down this psalm and look at the different sections of it. And we'll find that there's a few things that are highlighted in here that that we can pull out and see, kind of ask the who, where, when, what, and why questions. The first is, who is receiving the praise? And the answer to that is God. It says, praise the Lord. And that is saying that we are the ones to praise God. So praise the Lord. God is the one to be receiving praise. The second is, where? Where are we to praise God? And it says, praise God in his sanctuary and praise God in his mighty heavens. Now, interesting thing with that is mighty heavens. Heavens is also the same word that is used in the creation account when it is talking about the expanse that was created. So it is in the air. It is in in the universe. It is to praise God wherever that we are. The third is praise him for his mighty deeds. And that is what? What are we to praise him for? We are praising him for his mighty deeds. The fourth is why? We are to praise him because of his excellent greatness, or according to his excellent greatness. The fifth, I'm going to kind of condense these all into one large group. It is to praise him with instruments. And Joe, can I get some batteries? I'm losing some here. Praise him with instruments. Okay, we see the various instruments that are mentioned throughout here. And so that's not just the only thing, though, that we can praise him with. There's many other things that we can praise God with, and it could be our job. It could be our actions or attitudes, and I'll elaborate on that here in a moment. If you just give me a second.
Oh, wrong battery.
Well, we'll wait for another battery. Just a second here. So, lastly, we see that everything that has breath is to praise the Lord. So, who is to do the praising? That is everything that has breath. Could you mute my mic and turn on the yellow one here for a second? All right. So, we'll work this way here right now. Everything that has breath is to praise the Lord. So as we look into that farther and break that down some more, the first one that we look at is, who is the one to receive praise? The one to receive praise is God. And why is he to receive that praise? Well, because he's our creator. You know, that ultimately, God being the creator of the universe and our creator, that is the answer there to the whole question. Is because of that, he deserves our praise. Just because of that. But he is also faithful. And so we see that throughout Scripture, that God is faithful to his promises. He makes covenants and he fulfills them. He keeps true to them. Thank you. Psalm 9:2 says this, I will be glad and exalt in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. God can be praised in no matter what situation. And I'm back. God can be praised no matter what situation. It doesn't matter what is happening. It doesn't matter if it's a good time, a time where we can celebrate, or it doesn't matter if it is even a time where it may seem that there is no way we can praise God. You know, it might be that we lost a loved one or someone that we care about. And but you say, like, you might say to me, how could I praise God when I lost a loved one? But there's always something to praise God for. And I know it might be a sad and a sorrowful time, but there's always something to praise God for in any situation. When Shar and I were serving in Haiti for a few months, we were down there and we did numerous things. I mentioned before, we taught English. We also worked with some orphanage children, as well as housing some short-term teams. And while we were there, during some of our English lessons, one evening, Justine, who was teaching the higher up level English classes, the 3 and 4, she was sick, and so she wasn't able to be there. So we had a movie set up for her classes to watch, and they were to just learn and kind of pull some English and how things are said from the video. But prior to having that set up, we're down there with our laptop set up and a projector on the screen, on the wall. And these two little girls came by. Fairbonair, he was a maintenance guy that was working on the Wesleyan compound, and he had his housing there attached to the compound as well. And so he was there, and his daughters, who were young, they were like 5 and 6, somewhere around that age, and they came into our English class, and you know, they've never seen a projection screen before, being in Haiti. They've never witnessed that in their lives. And so when they came down, they saw the screen. Char started moving the mouse on the screen. So it started moving, and they started jumping and trying to grab it. And it was actually quite humorous. We had a great time playing with them. And at one time, Char opened up paint on Windows. We opened up paint. And so the girls stood against the wall, and Char outlined them in paint. And so then they walked away and looked, and they were just so excited to them because it was something they've never experienced before. And they were just so full of joy and full of life. And we were able to have a good time with them. But about a year after Char and I got back from Haiti, we found out that this young girl, and I'm blanking her name, Char told me before, Betanai, her name is Betanai, we found out that she died. And she died from an abscessed tooth. And for here, being here in North America, that's just about as bad as a common cold, because you could go and get that fixed at any time here. Just at that same time, our friend Jason, he had an abscessed tooth, walked down the street to the clinic and got it fixed, got antibiotics, and gotten it taken out, and it was no problem. It was a simple solution. But for them to be in a third world country and just the ignorance of not knowing what that could lead to, she ended up going septic and dying from that. And it was a very sad time. And you'd ask, how can I praise God for this situation when this young girl passed away? Well, you can praise God because she was raised in a godly Christian home. She was given the opportunity to know God and to hear from His Word and to attend church. It was God gave her all that opportunities, and so through that, you can praise God for something. You know, praise God that she did have the opportunity to get to know Him and to live a life, whether it be many years or short years, but live for Christ. 1 Peter 1:6-8 says this: "In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Though you have not seen Him, you've loved Him." She had the opportunity to have Christ revealed to her through the family that she lived in, and that is something praiseworthy of God. The second area that I want to focus on is, where do we praise God? And it says, praise God in His sanctuary. In the Old Testament, we see time and time again, they have a physical location that is meant for their sanctuary. God either has them build a tabernacle to dwell among them, or He has the temple built for their sanctuary. And that was the place where they would come, whether it be many, many miles, to praise God and to worship Him there. But we see in the New Testament, specifically with Christ's words, when He's talking to the Samaritan woman, He says, because her question was, you know, where is the true place to worship? Our fathers worshipped on the mountain, and your people worship in the temple. And so between the Jews and the Samaritans, they were trying to figure out which area to worship in, the historical places. But Christ's response was this, is that now you worship in physical locations, but there will come a time that you will worship in spirit and in truth. So our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Our bodies are the places where we are to worship God at all times. It doesn't necessarily mean a physical sanctuary like this room here, but since our bodies are the temple of the Spirit, are its sanctuary, and his sanctuary, we are to praise him wherever we are. So that doesn't mean right here, only on Sunday mornings. That means wherever we are, whenever we are, throughout all of the week, whether it be at home, whether it be at work, whether it be at school, it doesn't matter where we are. We are to praise God when we are in his sanctuary, or when we are in the expanse, in the air, to praise his name. Psalm 9:11 says this, "Sing praises to the Lord, who sits enthroned in Zion. Tell among the peoples his deeds." Psalm 18:49 says, "For I will praise you, O Lord, among the nations, and sing your name." Psalm 22, verses 21-23 says, "I will tell of your name to my brothers. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him." Psalm 34, verse 1, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." So it can be at any time and at any place. I had the opportunity, before I was here in Pulaski, as I was waiting for my visa paperwork to get processed, it took about a month of preparing and then about 5 months of processing through with the Homeland Security. So it took about 6 months from when I was actually told I was hired until I was actually here. So from February to August. And during that time, I needed to do something. I couldn't just sit at home. I had bills. I had things that had to be paid. So I ended up working at a grocery store, more specifically in the meat room of a grocery store. So in a cold meat room, working with meat all day long. And there was a song that I would sing at that time. And it was, JB told me, it was Stephen Curtis Chapman, "Do everything that you do to the one, to the glory of the one who has made you, because he's made you." That was kind of my theme song at that time, because I didn't want to be there. I didn't want to be working in a meat room. I wanted to be doing God's work, and I was excited about getting into ministry and to be able to serve him here, because I knew I was called here, but I had to wait for a time period. And so throughout that time, I would, that song was kind of resonating in my spirit. So as I was doing dishes and cleaning up the different meat stuff and the rotisserie oven that was the worst, the chicken being baked on it over and over the course of 6 hours, trying to scrub that clean every single day, that was not fun. But throughout that time, I was praising God. I would sing in that back room, because half the time I was alone, half the time my boss Terry was there. But he'd always ask me questions. He did not know the Lord. And throughout that time, he would ask questions because he knew that I was going to be a minister and I was coming down to pastor at a church. And so he'd start asking me questions, called me Reverend Black, even though I technically am not a reverend yet. He'd joke around there with me. And I'd be able to just faithfully say to him, I'm doing this for God because God has rescued me, because he has saved me, and he is worthy of my praise through that. So I was able to, at that time, share and praise his name. But then on the other hand, even after that and during that time, with my loved ones and my family members, I wasn't able to share what God was doing in my heart or what he was doing in the ministry, because sometimes it's easier to share what God is doing to a stranger or to someone you know is going to accept it. So like here at Pulaski Wesleyan, we know that everyone here believes in the Lord, and you could share something with them and they would completely understand and know. But to share with my loved ones who did not know the Lord, it was hard to express that. And so through that time period, I would out of fear shy away from sharing things and actually giving glory to God in that time, because I was afraid of probably what their response would be. But then after that, as I've been growing and growing, there was a period where I was like, I just got to say it. It's my life. My life is ministry. My life is serving God. And so when they ask me, how have you been doing? Well, service level answer of saying, oh, I've been good. I got sick last week, but I'm fine. Yeah, I'm doing well. Work's going good. You can't really stay at that surface level long. And so I said, all right, whatever. Let's just share what God is doing, even if they don't understand the reasons why I'm excited, the reasons why I do this, and they think that maybe more money would help if I go and become a chaplain in the Canadian military. But I know I'm here, I'm called here, I'm in God's will to be here and to serve. And so I started sharing with them why I'm here and kind of what God is doing and being excited about that, and it's been receptive. And so I'm praising God for that as well, to praise Him wherever we are. The next one is to praise Him for His mighty deeds. This is the next point here. So the what are we to praise God for? It's for His mighty deeds. Psalm 18, verse 3 says this, "I call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, and I am saved from my enemies." Jeremiah 17, 14 says this, "Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praise." Luke 18, 42 to 43, and Jesus said to him, "Recover your sight, your faith has made you well." And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. So we see there's numerous times in Scripture where God's mighty deeds are expressed. We can see that in the plagues with Egypt. We see that at creation itself, that God's act of creating is a mighty deed. We see it from the time and time and time again where he rescues David from his enemies. It seems like it's a weekly thing for him. But we see that over and over, David expressing his gratitude to God through the Psalms from being rescued, whether it be from Saul or whether it be from the other enemies, the other nations that are coming to attack him. Even in the midst of those times when he's being persecuted, he says, "Even though all this happens, I praise God." So whatever situation's happening, he's praising God, and we can too. We see it through the healing of the lame man. We see it through the healing of the blind man. We see it when Jesus walked on water. We see it when Jesus offered himself as a sacrifice so that we could be made back into a right relationship with God. We see it in Christ rising from the dead. We see it also in his ascension to sit at the right hand of God. And we see that his glory and praise for his judging of all things to come at the end of days, that he is to be praised for that. And the fourth thing that we're going to look at here in Psalm 150 is according to his excellent greatness. So it's kind of like why. And we praise him because is according to his excellent greatness. Psalm 7:17 says this, "I will give to the Lord the thanks due his righteousness, and I will sing praise to the name of the Lord the Most High." Psalm 21:13, "Be exalted, O Lord, in your strength. We will sing and praise your power." Psalm 99:3, "Let them praise your great and awesome name. Holy is he." Isaiah 12:5, "Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done graciously. Let this be made known in all the earth." So God is excellent greatness. God is holy. He is just. He is loving. He is merciful. He is righteous. He is good. He is sovereign. He is omnipotent. He is omnipresent. He is omniscient. And that's just some of his attributes, his character, that he is and he imbibes. He is excellent greatness. He is our Heavenly Father. He is our brother and Savior in Christ. He is our guide and comfort in the Holy Spirit, and he is praiseworthy. The fifth we see is praise him with instruments. Psalm 22, verse 3 says, "Yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel." So this is one that we frequently do here at Pulaski Wesleyan. We have a time of worship through music here on Sunday mornings, and that is one of the methods that we choose to worship through here. But there's many ways to praise God. It doesn't necessarily have to be through playing of instruments or of singing. It could be through the other forms of art. It could be through drama. It could be through our jobs. It could be through our attitudes and our actions in what we do. We can praise God through all of that. We can serve God in many different ways and give Him praise to that as an expression of our love and devotion to Him. One thing that as I was looking through Scripture and kind of studying up on praise that I found was interesting was when Solomon took over the reign from King David, David was not allowed to build the temple because he had so much blood on his hands. God would not allow him to build the temple. And so Solomon was the one to build it. But David did all the preparation and made sure everything was ready for him to build it. Everything was ready, set aside. And with the Levites, they were set into to different groups. There was 38,000 Levites at this time. They were set to serve God in various ways, whether it be gatekeepers or serving in the temple. But the one group that's mentioned is that 4,000 Levites were praising the Lord with instruments which David made for giving praise. 4,000 of them. I'm just kind of thinking, like, we had, under 10 here this morning. And I'm just thinking, I've seen large mass choirs and I've seen orchestras. And I'm like, those probably not got above 150. But I think 4,000 praising God, offering Him praises through music, that would just be a truly awesome experience. And I'm using awesome in the true sense of the word and not in the way we might flippantly use it today. Sometimes you'll hear awesome used and be like, oh, man, that piece of paper, that's awesome. You know, it's really not awesome. It's really kind of mediocre. But yet, if something strikes our fancy, we say, oh, that's awesome. That's cool. But really, God is the true embodiment of what it means to be awesome, to be full of awe because of that. C.S. Lewis, I was reading, he has a quote that is often used, and it was off his, I believe it's Surveying the Psalms or his study of the Psalms. I forget the exact book it's out of, but it's based on his study of the Psalms. And he had a troubled time dealing with the word praise with God because he had a false understanding of what praise meant. And so as he was hearing and reading the Psalms about the psalmist saying, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, and the continual repetition of us having to praise God, he was thinking, okay, typically when he would think of praise and giving praise to someone or something, it would be someone who needed it to be puffed up or to be built up. It was something that it was necessary for. So if, let's say, this person needed praise, it's because they needed to be filled with that and it was something desired for them. And so as he was thinking about that, he kind of had a schism with how he would see God and then also seeing praise as that and being something for something weak, needing praise. But he came to get a correct understanding that praise is really the overflow of our joy and our fulfillment. It's the expression of the fullness of joy. And it could be with anything, whatever you're praising. It could be whether you're praising a sports team or you enjoy sports. And when you're excited and you burst out because, the touchdown was made at 2 seconds to go and your team won. That is an overflow of your joy. It's a fullness of expression. Whether it is with art, whether it is with children, whether it is with anything, it is a overflow or an expression. And when the psalmist is saying, praise the Lord, he is asking us to join in with him for praise. If I said, my wife is beautiful, isn't she? And if you said yes, then you'd be joining in with my praise of my wife, my overflow, my joy, my expression of that. And so God being the most valuable in the universe, the most good, the most holy, for Him to be full of joy, to fully be found in Him and fully satisfied by Him and having our praise flow from that, it is being filled with God to the point of bursting. And that is what praise is the full expression of that. So lastly, everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Philippians 4:8 says this, "Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is anything excellent, if there is anything worthy of praise, think of these things." And so sometimes I know when we think of this, we think of just things here on earth or things in our day today. But this also expresses God, because God is true. He is honorable. He is just. He is pure. He is lovely. He is commendable. He is excellent. And he is worthy of our praise. He is truly the one who is worthy of our praise above and beyond all things. 1 Chronicles 16 is David's song of thanks. I'm going to read a section of that to you. It says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him. Sing praises to him. Tell of all his wondrous works. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his presence continually. Remember the wondrous works that he has done, his miracles and the judgments he uttered. O offspring of Israel, his servant, children of Jacob, his chosen ones." So right now I want to give us an opportunity. We've seen through the Psalms and here in this this reading of this song of thanks from David is that he calls us to make known his deeds to all people, to tell of his wondrous works. And so this morning, what I'd like to give an opportunity for us to do is to actually apply that right now, is to give praise to God, to say something that you are thankful for here, to tell of it amongst his people here in this sanctuary. And I'll start us off. I want to praise God because he is good. Praise him because he is lovely. Praise him, and this is what someone told me earlier, praise God because he has forgiven us, because he has made a way to forgive. Praise God for this ministry. So now if you have anything that you would like to praise God for, it can be something short, it could be, "I praise God for," you can say one word, or you can elaborate a little bit more if you'd like. But right now I'm going to give us a time to actually praise God for who he is here and now. So is there anybody who would like to share? Amen. 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 Anyone else? Raise a hand here and we'll get a mic to you.
Thanks. Aaron and I are pretty new in the church family. Aaron and Claudia, I am. And he's been in Virginia. He'll be back home the end of the month. And I just praise God for, you know, the word says I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And y'all know this winter's been a bear. And I have nerve damage in my leg. And, you know, even though it snowed a lot, it's been light, fluffy snow for the most part. Mm. And every single time, God has given me the strength to bear up. It's just Amen. Amazing.
Anyone else who'd like to offer praises?
Yes, I'd like to praise God. it's been kind of a rough little over a year that since I've been injured, and I've had 5 surgeries, and I would have had more. One that would have involved plastic surgery and scraping of my bone and getting rid of infection, but I just want to praise God for I didn't have to go through any of that because of all the prayers, and I believe that I have. I said to my doctor one day, I said that I'm getting healed up, and I don't believe I'm going to have to go through that surgery. I said, I have about 200 people praying for me. And he said to me, well, now you have 201. And then I went to my nurse, and I told her the same story that, you know, I'm healing up. And she said, well, now you have 202. So anyway, I thank God for that. And to go back even further, in the 90s, when I had some problems, and I went up to the altar one morning before church started, I'd had a lot of neck discomfort. I wouldn't call it pain, but I would have to keep moving my neck to relieve it. And I just want to thank God that I went up at the altar before church started, and I prayed about it, and I came back and sat in my pew, and I never had that problem again. God healed me right then and there. And I had another instant healing too with a situation like that, and that's just made me strengthen my faith so much, you know. And like I've told other people about that, well, what comes to my mind is my sister, and she says, well, don't you just think that was coincidence? And it brought to my mind, there was a Monsignor something that I read about a Catholic priest, and he was witnessing, he was saying, well, let's just put it this way, when I pray, then coincidence happen.
Anyone else like to offer a word of praise?
I want to praise God for this church, for all the people who were so generously gave to the quilting ministry. It was just mind-boggling and just brought tears to all of our eyes that you guys would care that much, and we really appreciate it.
Amen.
It's probably taken care of us for 2 years.
Amen.
So thank you very much.
Amen. Anyone else? In the back there.
I want to thank the Lord that when I was sick this summer or spring, whenever it was, not that I'm confused or anything, but I've had a lot of that going around, and the Lord has taken good care of me, and I really appreciate the people that have prayed and helped me along. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. You went in the back, one up in the front, too.
Yes, I want to praise the Lord. We had a house fire maybe 5 years ago in October, and I wasn't a member of a church back then. I can't say I wasn't a non-believer, but my wife, she was attending church here, and all these people show up at our house. I didn't know any of them, and just helped with the fire and everything, and I got looking at them and thought, man, they got something going on that maybe I should become a part of it. And I still was, well, I shouldn't say doubtful. I was trying to progress in the way of the Lord and get the feeling. And then I noticed, I seen all the things happen, like with Dave Foyle and Brianna and Mary Ann. These people had real serious health problems and how they've been healed. And I really become a really strong believer that there is a Lord. And you couldn't convince me of any different. I've just seen too many things over the years that I never thought in my lifetime I'd ever witness. And I also want to thank the people that did come out and help me 5 years ago, the Bashianis and Romans, and several people. I was overwhelmed by it. And I still am right this day.
Amen.
And
amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Anyone else? I think there's one up here up front.
That, of course, my daughter has healed. She has some struggles, but nothing like the summer. And just like Wayne had said, watching God walk through this church, this family, and seeing him touch people miraculously. It's just a testimony that he's with us every day. And we just need to press into him because he wants to be a part of our lives, and he wants us to believe in him. As the days draw near, he wants us to press in because he loves us, and he has great things for us. So I just want to praise him for just always grabbing us and getting us through everything, all of us. You know, so I just want to praise the Lord for that.
Amen. 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 Anyone else? Some up here, back there. We got a few more minutes.
Hi, I'm Kay Summers, and I just want to praise the Lord because the Summers tribe knows God. My offspring is all saved, and God is so good that he has chosen to reveal himself to us. And I thank God that the first thing he told people was to go take dominion, and that I'm part of this generation, I'm part of this church, and I believe we're going to take dominion over Pulaski, and I thank God for his goodness to us.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else? Hands up high. All right, up front here, Lawrence.
I just like thank God for providing for me the way he's done, and for all the support that I get from family and friends, and redoing my kitchen. It's going to be a handicapped kitchen. It's going to be beautiful. It's all him.
Amen.
And I know it's just beautiful the way he can heal your heart, too, if you just let him.
Amen. Praise God. Right up here.
I love it here. I'm glad that the Lord pushed me to come here. I feel like I have a brand new family. But that's not what I wanted to say. So there's a little 9-year-old boy in Oswego by the name of Julian. He's had cancer for the last 3 years. He's home with hospice right now, and they only gave him, I think, a couple of weeks. Well, I think it's been a month. And he's a little fighter, and he's, you know, really going for it, you know. His mom and dad are believers, and the testimonies that they've been putting out on the emails have just been fantastic. They just love the Lord. They're not blaming the Lord. And Julian's not blaming the Lord either. In fact, I guess he told his mom or his dad that he saw these big angels that were, you know, around him, around his bed. And he's just a fighter. And I just pray that others that read this become fighters as he is, even without the cancer, or even with the cancer. And I just praise God for what he's done in this little boy's life and what's going to come of his little life, you know, to others. Yeah.
Awesome. All right. God is worthy of praise. No matter what the situation, we've heard positives, we've heard negatives, but God is always worthy of praise. And it is just hard at times, but we need to remember who he is. Remember that he is faithful, that he is loving and just and worthy, ultimately, of our praise. Let's close in prayer. God, we thank you for this time that we've had to dive into your word, as well as to actually hear the praises that have been offered by your children. Lord, we thank you for this time that you've given to us here today. And I pray, Lord, that as we leave here this morning, that we don't just leave here and leave your actual physical sanctuary here, but actually continue on and praise you through every situation, through every time, through the struggles and throughout the joys of our lives. We give you the glory and the honor that is due your name. We love you. In your name, amen.